We're talking now with Kim Metcalf. Kim, let's talk a little bit. You got kind of the anchor spot on this review today. Four key Oklahoma counties, traditionally counties that are some of our major breadbasket type counties in the state. And the comment that you made that it's just almost impossible to tell what's going on out there this year. It's a tough year, isn't it?
It's extremely tough. The plant right now is immature, especially in the northern tier of the state and especially the northern counties, and then as well as just confused, you know, as far as what Mother Nature's dealt out to it this year. It's very challenging to count and be accurate this early.
Yeah. When, you know, obviously, you know, a year ago we were well along as far as development of the crop. We just really don't, you indicated in a lot of cases, you don't have any heads out there.
Well, we don't have any heads out of the plant. They're still in the boot. And then some of them, or pre-boot, some real immature heads, and then some heads that were we went from real immature heads to the beards just peeking out of the boot. But almost none in those four counties were headed out at that time. Yeah, none.
So. What sort of weather would do us the most good as far as the potential crop this year?
Well, the kind of weather that would do the crop the most good wouldn't be the most fun for all of us, and that would be a cool, wet, weather. And, you know, that's not near as much fun to experience spring, but as far as what the wheat crop would enjoy, both to heal and and to fill. So,
and I guess what that would mean that we'd have to really look hard and probably maybe a couple of applications of fungicides.
Well, that's a really interesting thing there, Ron. They can delay their, if they're not experiencing a lot of foliage disease pressure, they can maybe delay their fungicide and try to last the whole deal. But yeah, it may be a two fungicide application. If that's the case, you'd have to watch your total limit of the active in the fungicides and watch your pre-harvest interval. So it's going to make it interesting. Yeah.
Do you are you anticipating quite a few acres likely to be harvested for hay this year in your area?
You know, unless the freeze damage starts showing up worse than what we saw when we counted here Monday, I don't anticipate a whole lot more. Now, that could all change in our beat with what's coming in the weather, tonight or tomorrow. If the freeze finally takes it, then we'll be swath or city. But right now, I would say no, not a tremendous amount. Mm-hmm.